listening to Radio Havana Cuba News for this Monday broadcast. I'm Winston Wright. Israelis and Palestinians were locked in another deadly cycle of violence following Sunday's bloody Israeli raid in the Gaza Strip, the deadliest in 17 months. It left 10 militants and 4 civilians killed and 81 people wounded. Palestinian militants vowed revenge as Israel promised to continue its Gaza raids. Violence continued Monday when a Palestinian teenager was shot dead by Israeli soldiers near a Jewish settlement in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian medical sources and witnesses said the 16-year-old was working in a field belonging to his family when soldiers shot him. Israel was also facing further Palestinian discontent over the construction of a separation barrier in the West Bank as clashes broke out again on Monday. Some 300 Palestinians, backed by foreign peace activists, marched from a West Bank village near the city of Ramallah to a site where the fence was being erected. The demonstrators prevented excavators from working on the barrier before the border police brought in reinforcements and broke up the protests with tear gas and stun grenades. Visiting in London, meanwhile, Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kouraya said there was no hope of ending the conflict without greater commitment from Washington, which he said has a moral and political responsibility that the Bush administration is shirking. Kouraya also blasted the 3 other sponsors of the so-called roadmap peace process, the United Nations, the European Union, and Russia, saying that none of them have sent supervisors to monitor the implementation of the commitments of both sides, nor have they even come up with creative ideas to assist the sides in resuming negotiations and putting the peace process back on track. Increasingly outspoken former Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix has asserted that George Bush and Tony Blair probably knew they were exaggerating the threat from Iraq and they were making the case for war. In his account of the months leading up to the U.S. invasion, to be published on Tuesday, Blix states that the U.S. President and the British Prime Minister ignored the few doubts and reports from intelligence services on Iraq's nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons programs. He says it was probable that the governments were conscious that they were exaggerating the risk they saw in order to get the political support they would not otherwise have had. While saying that he was not suggesting that Blair and Bush spoke in bad faith, he says he is suggesting that it would not have taken much critical thinking on their own part or the part of their close advisors to prevent statements that misled the public. And while saying that it is understood and accepted that governments must simplify complex international matters in explaining them to the public in democratic states, he also says that they nevertheless are not vendors of merchandise, but leaders of whom some sincerity should be asked when they exercise the responsibility for war and peace in the world. Regarding the scandal of U.S. and British spying on the UN Security Council in the run-up to war, Blix stated in an interview Monday in London, "If they bugged us, it is a pity they didn't listen better to what we said." In related news, the father of Iraq's nuclear bomb program, speaking publicly for the first time since U.S. forces occupied Baghdad, called Monday for a UN probe of what nuclear inspectors knew before the U.S. invasion of Iraq and denied that Saddam Hussein had tried to restart his atomic program. In Beirut, the Lebanese capital, Jafar Dia Jafar said UN inspectors had reached total conviction that Iraq was free of nuclear weapons before the invasion, yet failed to clearly and courageously convey that to the Security Council. Those are Radio Havana Cuba's top stories for this Monday, March 8th. Once again, RHC's headlines. Leading human rights watchdog accuses U.S. forces in Afghanistan of looting, torture, and death. And U.S. appointed Iraqi governing council signs interim constitution after Shiite leaders reluctantly withdraw opposition. From our studios in Havana, I'm Winston Wright.